American society was born in struggle and continues to struggle to reconcile the many sets of ideas, opinions, and perspectives that live within it. A new study from the Pew Research Foundation suggests that issues that divide us have grown more intense and more difficult to reconcile in the year gone by. Contributing editor Neil Milner has more in today's edition of The Long View. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Chris.
You know, you could sort of helicopter into any period of American society, of American history, and say, oh, my Lord, look at all the divisiveness that's going on in this country. But it's always seemed to me that there was a gravitational pull toward resolving issues. Do you think that's breaking apart?
Well, you know, the difficulty with comparing historical periods is you don't know how long you should take the period.
Yeah.
What you can say about the period right now is that we've moved in a direction of polarization at a very strong, maybe unprecedented level over the past 20 years. And according to this Pew Research Center summary of its findings, mm-hmm. it has gotten much greater. It's become much more important in a relatively short period of time, in some cases only a year. The Pew study does, it's based on surveys. They do surveys internationally and nationally. Mm-hmm. And then this cluster of the 17 is really about the increase in degree of polarization, even in the last year or so.
What are the most divisive issues? What defines that polarization?
Well, the first thing to understand is that that political party, whether you identify as a Democrat or Republican, is now the most important difference in regard to the kind of 10 basic policy and race issues that they ask about.
Mm-hmm.
15 or so years ago, maybe 20 years ago, whether you saw yourself as a Democrat or a Republican didn't make any more difference than the difference in religious attendance or the difference between whites and blacks or anything else. Now, party identification is the marker. It's become, in fact, a social identity. So things like immigration, things like attitude toward whether whites have an advantage on race, whether the news media is a watchdog, whether colleges are beneficial to society. All of those things, the difference between Democrats and Republicans have increased over the past year. And some of them just over the last year since the Trump administration took over.
It says a lot about the tenor of the times that the issue of whether colleges are beneficial to society should even be an issue.
No, exactly. It's surprising, and that's increased. That a substantial portion of Republicans think that college has a negative impact on society. They're not saying don't go. That's not how the question was asked,
yeah.
But there's clearly that kind of difference.
Seeing them as sort of hotbeds of liberalism and mind control from
the left. I guess
so.
But, you know, that's not new either. That's
yeah.
been around for a long time, and that's divided along party lines. But the important thing is to see that this has really increased, that the degree of difference between Republicans and Democrats has increased. One of the most interesting ones along those lines is the attitude toward race, where
mm-hmm.
race has become the question of whether a person is – whether – whites have certain advantages that blacks don't have. It used to be closer. Now a majority of whites think it's the case and a majority of Democrats think it's the case and a large group of Republicans think that it's not the case.
The Republicans have really identified with that particular area of thinking, you know, the oppressed, what about me, the white man kind of.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think, in fact, that as more research goes on about the 2016 campaign, you're going to see, which you've already seen when we've looked at the data, that race, white resentment played a much more important role in the 2016 election than anything else. You have to remember that now the Republican Party is a white person's party. For sure. And the Democratic Party is really a party of color. Now, that's not 100%,
mm-hmm.
but they divide in those lines, and there are significant differences in the degree of white resentment between people who identify as Democrats or Republicans. And you can see that it did manifest itself. There's a political scientist named Michael Tesler who's published some work on this, and you're going to see more in a subsequent book that he's coming out with.
I would, just from my perspective, Neil, I would trace the history of that particular area of Republican thinking to Ronald Reagan.
Well, you can maybe even go back beyond that or before that to Barry Goldwater, who made the stand about against the civil rights thing. The Southern strategy of kind of pushing whites toward a more conservative racial posture, Nixon does that. Reagan had the very clear symbolic message when he gave one of his opening campaign speeches in Philadelphia, Mississippi, where the where four civil rights workers had been murdered, you know, maybe 20 years or so than that. So it clearly is, this is not an accident. But it all, that is, the Republicans have clearly mobilized this, but it's deeper than that. There clearly is, race has historically played a role in this, in, you know, in our society. Racism has never really gone away. And whatever we would like to think about ourselves, there still is a great deal of resentment there. I'm not saying right now, I'm not saying whether that resentment is justified. It certainly is justified in the eyes of the people who have it. But it's clearly there, and it clearly plays a role. And it shows up, at least in indirect ways, in the polarization stuff.
One of the other metrics that I thought was interesting that the Pew Research folks looked into was science, and the whole idea that science is something you get to either choose to believe in or not.
Well, that's an interesting thing that's happening. When I talk about these striking findings have a history, this is one of them. It's pretty clear over the last few years, and you see it in surveys and other things, that science has become, scientific questions have become political questions. Now, what that means is that people turn to their usual political sources to decide whether something is right or not. You see it on public health issues. You see it on you see it on climate change. What you see in this study is that among Democrats, people who are well-educated Democrats are more likely to see global warming as a problem than Democrats that have less education. Among Republicans, there's no difference. That is, that Republicans, say, with a college education, are no more likely to see climate change as a problem than other kind of Republicans, which really does suggest another way of thinking about the politicalization of science, because the more educated you are, the more politically engaged you are, the more you're likely to turn to other sources that support your view to learn about things and what then that's happened in global warming.
In the case of science and in journalism, which is also under attack, we have established methods for finding out whether something is true or not. That seems to be eroding.
Well, it seems to be. We may still have established methods, and established methods can always be criticized.
Belief in those methods.
Belief in those methods. It's one of the striking findings in these striking findings is how different, how differently Democrats and Republicans look at whether the news media is a watchdog and how precipitously that's changed in 1 year.
Yeah.
Just in 1 year, the gap between Republicans who think that the newspapers can be a watchdog, which is not many, has diverged dramatically from the number of Democrats who think that way, and that went up. So a lot of that has to do with the salience of the Trump administration. Democrats, of course, rely on the news. Republicans tend to think that the news is clearly biased in a liberal direction. Even some responsible, conservative, anti-Trump people have been on the media's case for being too hyperbolic.
Well, we'll have to see where that goes, Neil.
Yeah, I guess we do, Chris. And it's not looking like 2018 is going to be any different in those. This is a trend that's been around for a while. It's reinforced, and it's not that easy to change, certainly not in the short run.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Sure.
Neil Milner is a retired professor of political science and the contributing editor of our segment, The Long View. You can learn more about that Pew Research study on the Conversation page on Facebook.